3. The time lag of justice. The moral will creatures of the evolutionary worlds are always bothered with the unthinking question as to why the all-wise creators permit evil and sin. They fail to comprehend that both are inevitable if the creature is to be truly free. The free will of evolving man or exquisite angel is not a mere philosophic concept, a symbolic ideal. Man's ability to choose good or evil is a universe reality. This liberty to choose for oneself is an endowment of the supreme rulers. And they will not permit any being or group of beings to deprive a single personality in the wide universe of this divinely bestowed liberty. Not even to satisfy such misguided and ignorant beings in the enjoyment of this misnamed personal liberty. Although conscious and wholehearted identification with evil, sin, is the equivalent of non-existence, annihilation, there must always intervene between the time of such personal identification with sin and the execution of the penalty, the automatic result of such a willful embrace of evil, a period of time of sufficient length to allow for such an adjudication of such an individual's universe status as will prove entirely satisfactory to all related universe personalities, and which will be so fair and just as to win the approval of the sinner himself. But if this universe rebel against the reality of truth and goodness refuses to approve the verdict, and if the guilty one knows in his heart the justice of his condemnation but refuses to make such confession, then must the execution of sentence be delayed in accordance with the discretion of the Ancients of Days. And the Ancients of Days refuse to annihilate any being until all moral values and all spiritual realities are extinct, both in the evildoer and in all related supporters and possible sympathizers.